This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has stressed the need to make Nepal's social security system sustainable, effective and accessible to all citizens. Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls the 11th National Convention a historic opportunity for leadership renewal in CPN-UML. And death toll in Hong Kong fire rises to 55 with 270 still missing. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has stressed the need to make Nepal's social security system sustainable, effective and accessible to all citizens. Addressing a program organized to mark the 8th Social Security Day today, Prime Minister Karki urged private sector employees to view workers' security not as a burden but as a matter of pride and honor. She highlighted that the sense of shared ownership between citizens and the state is essential for proper contribution management and the fair utilization of the Social Security Fund. The Prime Minister informed that despite the government's short tenure, active discussions are underway regarding social security issues for workers in both the formal and informal sectors, contribution management, and the equitable use of the fund. She called on all stakeholders to foster a sense of ownership among citizens and the state and to formulate a strategy to utilize the fund for nation-building process. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki has decided to downsize her secretariat and the experts group. Now there will be only 6 individuals at the Prime Minister's secretariat, states a press release issued by the spokesperson at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, Hemraj Aryal. The statement mentions that in the secretariat, only 6 positions are maintained, 1 chief advisor, 1 public relations advisor, 1 chief personal secretary, 1 press coordinator, 1 personal section officer who will also work as a photographer, and 1 public health expert. It is stated that the Prime Minister Karki has repealed all the remaining appointments at the Prime Minister's secretariat to be effective from today. According to the Prime Minister's advisor and secretariat management procedures, there are 66 sanctioned positions of various positions in the Prime Minister's secretariat. Prime Minister Karki had made appointments only to extreme essential positions, creating a secretariat of just 20 people. Now it is going to be reduced to only 6. The hearing on the case involving Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Rabila Michane and former Gorkha media operator Chabilal Joshi has been postponed again. The case had been scheduled for hearing in bench number 3 of judges Milan Kumar Rai and Sanumaya Dangal today. However, the hearing was deferred after Lamichane's legal counsel filed an application seeking an adjournment, according to the Court Information Officer Ram Bahadur Kumar. The hearing had also been postponed last week at the request of Lamichane's lawyers. Lamichane is currently in judicial custody in connection with an alleged fraud case linked to the Supreme Cooperative in Butwal, although he has deposited the amount corresponding to his alleged share in the misappropriated funds. The Rupandehi District Court bench of Judge Naren Sapkota had denied to release him on bail. Former President of Nepal, Bidya Devi Bhandari, has extended warm congratulations and best wishes for the grand success of the 11th National Convention of the CPN-UML called for December 13 to 15. In a message released as the landmark convention comes near, the former president expressed firm confidence that the gathering will guide the party forward on a progressive path amid the current complex political landscape. She described the convention as a historic opportunity to shape both policy and leadership, steering the party towards socio-economic transformation and renewed strength. Highlighting the special circumstances that led to the convention being held earlier than originally scheduled, the first and only woman president of Nepal, Bhandari urged party cadres to ensure ideological maturity, disciplined participation of the younger generation, and balanced representation from all sectors in the selection of delegates. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 55 people have been confirmed dead in a massive fire that swept through public housing apartments in Hong Kong's Tia Po district, while more than 270 residents remain unaccounted for. According to the BBC, police have arrested three construction company executives on suspicion of manslaughter. Investigators believe that flammable materials, including mess and plastic sheets used during renovation, may have allowed the fire to spread rapidly. Officials said the blaze was brought under control after 18 hours and classified it as level 5 fire, the most serious category in Hong Kong. Authorities described the incident as the deadliest fire in the city in at least 63 years. Officials on Thursday morning said the fire was under control in 4 out of 7 affected buildings and they hoped to quell the remaining blazes by the evening. Firefighters said operations to fully extinguish the blaze could continue until at least today evening. According to the Associated Press, the housing complex consists of 8 buildings with nearly 2,000 apartments housing about 4,800 residents, many of them elderly. The complex was built in the 1980s and was undergoing major renovation at the time of the fire. Two National Guard soldiers have been critically injured in a shooting near the White House in Washington, D.C., an incident the city's mayor described as a targeted attack. According to the BBC, police said a lone suspect opened fire on two National Guard members from West Virginia yesterday afternoon, less than 2 blocks from the White House. The gunman was later subdued by other National Guard personnel who rushed to the scene after hearing the gunfire. President Donald Trump, who was in Florida at the time of the incident, said the suspect was an Afghan national who had entered the United States in September 2021. He added that his administration would ensure the suspect faced the harshest possible punishment, describing the attack as an act of evil, hatred, and terror. The Department of Homeland Security identified the suspect as Rahimullah Lakamal, describing him as a criminal alien from Afghanistan. However, officials said his exact immigration status remains unclear. Meanwhile, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service announced the processing of all immigration requests from Afghan nationals has been suspended pending a review of security and vetting procedures. In a statement posted on X, the agency said that protecting the homeland and the safety of the American people remains its top priority. Now sports, cricket. Lumbini Lions and Sudhir Paschim Royals are currently competing in today's first match of the Nepal Premier League NPL second edition underway in the federal capital Kathmandu today. Sudhir Paschim Royal are on top position in the scoreboard with 6 points by securing win in all their earlier 3 matches. Lumbini Lions are in the 6th position in the scoreboard with only 1 win so far. Likewise, Janakpur Bolts and Pokhara Avengers are vying in the second match to be held at 4 p.m. today under the recently installed floodlight in the Kirtipur TU University cricket ground. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and it will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has stressed the need to make Nepal's social security system sustainable, effective and accessible to all citizens. Former President Bidya Devi Bhandari calls 11th National Convention a historic opportunity for leadership renewal in CPN-UML. And death toll in Hong Kong fire rises to 55, with 270 people still missing. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.